Many have reported the presence of a mysterious, intense floral scent when Padre Pio is near, and astonishingly, people continue to testify to scenting his fragrance even after his death. Stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Hello everyone! Before we dive into today's testimonies, I'd like to take a moment to express my gratitude for your support, for your likes and shares, and for your kind comments. Thank you all so much, from myself and from the team. We are very grateful for your support. May God bless you all. Now, the testimonies I'm about to share are mostly responses to my question from a previous video titled The Holy Office's First Investigation, where I asked, have you ever experienced Padre Pio's mystical fragrance? So let's have a look at a few of these testimonies. A viewer named Via wrote, yes, I have. Now I know what it was. It was on Divine Mercy Sunday of this year that I got a brief whiff of the fragrance that I could not explain. It was then followed by a strong fragrance of roses, which I just know was Our Lady. The third fragrance was that of incense. I had just come back to the church after 44 years and had tears in my eyes. Well, Via, your return to the church after 44 years was truly marked with special signs, the mystical fragrances, and the gift of tears. I believe that God allows us these intense moments to provide a spiritual boost, something we can draw upon when facing spiritual challenges. Congratulations on your return to the Mother Church, and thank you for sharing your testimony. Our next testimony comes from Paul, who shared, I have smelled a fragrance in Mass during the weekday mornings and right before Rosary. I have come to believe that this was Padre Pio's fragrance, and so I ask him to now protect me and to help my guardian angel so I can get closer to Jesus. Furthermore, a viewer named Marian wrote, I smelled his fragrance when I was in San Giovanni Rotondo last year, and time to time even now when I pray the Rosary. Now, I don't usually have the habit of sharing my personal experiences, but these testimonies reminded me of an experience I had a few years ago. I started to pray the Rosary one morning, and suddenly I felt an intense taste of roses in my mouth. Now, the senses of smell and taste are interconnected, but I only recall the taste of roses in my mouth. And as Via mentioned, I instantly knew this was Our Lady letting me know she hears my prayers. But what makes this experience even more interesting, in my opinion, is that I was new to my devotion to Our Lady and had no idea of the connection between roses and Our Lady. This might seem odd, but let me explain. I was praying in Croatian, and in the Croatian language, the rosary is called Krunica, which translates to little crown. Only later did I connect the dots and learn about the connection of roses to Our Lady. But still, at that moment, I instantly understood it was her, Our Lady. This experience has brought me closer to our faith, our Mother Mary and Jesus. Thank you, Paul and Marian, for sharing your experiences. Our last testimony comes from Peter, who shares his experience during some important prayer work. We once smelled the fragrance of roses after praying together outside an abortion clinic in Spain. There were 5 of us, and we all smelled it. Peter, I want to say that I admire your dedication to protecting the unborn. I am acquainted with someone who organizes such prayers in front of hospitals that perform abortions, and many mothers change their minds when they receive the support of these prayer groups. They are literally saving lives. Thank you, Peter, for sharing your experience. And thanks to all our viewers who share their stories. These stories are powerful reminders that sometimes the divine communicates through our senses. They inspire us to remain open to these spiritual experiences and to continue our prayers and good works. Speaking of good works, the greatest gift is the gift of faith. So if you wish to help us spread our Padre Pio stories and support our ongoing work to spread the gift of faith, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us to reach to more and more people with these inspiring stories. So please, don't miss this opportunity to be a part of something bigger and click the link in the description below to join today. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by liking, sharing, and continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.